This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional man? I suspect you are. Yeah, that's why you're listening to this radio show. You are an exceptional American. I outed you. You're outed. A couple of things clearing up here. We're going to be talking about Chris Street's latest article that appears right now in the Epoch Times. And it's about the coronavirus and the disruption of supply chains, which is that's an economic thing, right? That's an economic thing. Anyway, this is something that's going to be part and parcel to our discussions today. But we're going to dive back in. I got this question because one of our fans emailed me the information. And again, I'm putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there. Let's go ahead and stir the pot for the witch's brew for the witch, right? Was it the eye of a newt? Something like that. So did Nancy Pelosi break the law is the question. This was brought to my attention by, her name is Cindy. She's sitting there going, oh, my name, on the radio. Yes. Millions of people just heard that. Anyway, I did get an email early this morning because people were, sloshing this one around. And I do have to say I did get another person who sent it to me, too, also saying, because it's making the circuit out there, I guess, is what justifies it being on my radio show. So did Nancy Pelosi break the law? Following Donald J. Trump's State of the Union address, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is seen tearing up the official State of the Union speech presented to her by the president. Never in the history of the State of the Union has there ever been a mutilation of the official State of the Union address. You know that? In all the states of the Union, since George Washington, there's never been a mutilation of this. Now, mutilation means that it's tearing up. Now, I'm going to read something to you so that you can see You know, I'm just stirring the pot. I'm not being a rat fink. I'm not being the rat. Well, let me try the tail on this one. maybe the tail will fit me on this one. 18 U.S. Code 2071. Concealment, removal, or mutilation. Generally. Here it goes. Whoever willfully or unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys or attempts to do so with the intent to do so, takes and carries away with any record, proceedings map, book, paper, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or officer of any court of the United States or in any public office with any judicial or public officer of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. Shocking. However, having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or any other thing willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, or mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. Now, so the question is, did she mutilate or obliterate? And she did. Does 18 U.S. Code 2071 fit? Excuse me. Does it? Does it do that? Sure seems like it. She's an officer of the public, and she certainly is. And the president is an officer, so he hands her the documents. They're bona fide, legitimate documents to be handing, and they're U.S. documents. They fit this criteria. So I'm being the stir, if you know what I mean. Throwing in a little bit of an eye of a newt on that one. And, you know, maybe we can see what happens with the so-called witch's brew for the witch. Just thought I'd throw that in. I'm sorry. I'm kind of losing. You know, it's just one of these days to kind of lose it, right? Well, I guess so. So our own Chris Street. Hang on. It says supply chain. I'm sorry. I had to change my agenda this morning a little bit, not much. I wonder if this is a real problem for people to understand. The coronavirus. Remember we talked about that. I laid down the virology of this last week because I was suffering with the virus. By the way, I'm doing quite well today. Coronavirus to begin destroying global supply chains within 3 weeks. This is from Chris Street, China Business and Economy section of the Epoch Times. Chinese suppliers in coronavirus zones may declare force majeure, to legally terminate export supply chain deliveries and cause many global factories to begin running out of parts within 3 weeks. Now, Chris alluded to this. Last time he was on the show, he alluded to this because of the virus may disrupt these chains. And I want to make it very clear what we're talking about with supply chains here so you see how this all fits. He was also talking about this as of last Monday when we reported that the state of California couldn't find the receipts for $320 billion of expenditures last year. No, I'm not making it up. That's what they reported. Yep, that I know, stunning. $320 billion unaccounted for. Betty Yee is her name, controller. She lost control of everything a year ago, March. We were calling her out on it at the time. Why aren't you reporting what the income is versus the expenditures for the state of California, like you're legally supposed to do, by the way, and then provide that information on the 10th of each month? Why are you not? Of course, now we know why, because She can't account for the expenditures of that much money. This is going to lead to some problems for California, and this is the point that he's making in this article, the coronavirus to begin destroying global supply chains within 3 weeks. It says, within the United Nations World Health Organization declaring the potential pandemic spread of the 2019 coronavirus, form of coronavirus, so this is the NCOV form of coronavirus, is a global health emergency on January 30th, which is just a couple days ago. Domestic companies can exercise force majeure, act of God, provisions under Chinese law to escape financial liability for failing to deliver customer shipments on time. And the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, not the WHO that you think. I mean, I think of the WHO as a band. Designation also eliminates deliberate liability since December for failures due to China's National State Council efforts to extend holidays, implement quarantines, and implementing transports to slow, interrupting transports to slow the virus spread. Wuhan is often called the Detroit, Wuhan is often called the Detroit of China. The city produces about 2 million passenger vehicles a year, and its factories export hundreds of millions of dollars in parts and sub-assemblies. But they're not doing it right now. We'll come back more about this. Force majeure, an act of God disrupting the supply chain. And what's it going to do for New California?
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. We're talking about what's going on with this world supply chain business. It's about to, you know, take effect because of the SARS virus. You got populations of people, the workers in particular, like in China, that are really starting to suffer, obviously, from the ill health effects as it spreads. So, Chris's article, Chris Street, our own Chris, said coronavirus to begin destroying global supply chains within the next 3 weeks. This is something he predicted, and of course now he's just out with it right now when this whole thing started to get really, really messy. And some of the kickers, force majeure, which is acts of God, the Chinese suppliers suppliers in coronavirus zones may declare force majeure, which is a declaration saying it's an act of God, and it triggers a whole bunch of liability protections, right? In other words, the Chinese government will be able to escape financial liability for failing to deliver customer shipments on time. That's big. And I think people, this is one of the things, hey, the virus is here. It's affecting all of our workers. We can't deliver like we say the contracts say to deliver. And, of course, that is a problem for them. And Wuhan, he's talking about Wuhan, which produces about 2 million passenger vehicles a year and exports millions of parts and sub-assemblies to hundreds of huge original equipment and auto, and commercial vehicle assembly plants across the globe. James Pinto, who managed 10 large factories across China during China's 8-month outbreak of SARS and coronavirus in 2002 and 2000, told the Epoch Times that modern original equipment manufacturers, OEM, they're called, only hold a few days of inventory of sub-assemblies and parts, and OEM supply chain contracts require their Chinese vendors to hold 2 months of safety stock near foreign assembly lines and another 3 weeks of stock, back stock at their domestic factory. And despite such preparations, SARS caused an estimated $40 billion of disruption losses. But this Pinto guy, I know, he managed car places, right? And I know the Pinto car, people are thinking about, this guy's name is Pinto. You can't make this stuff up, right? But Pinto warns that the coronavirus outbreak was not recognized as so dangerous until after 400 million Chinese began traveling in early January for Chinese New Year. He suggests that it is a common practice in Chinese factories to ship their 3-week backstop inventory before plants begin to shut down around January 10th. And with Chinese factories closed and the 3-week backstop of inventory already shipped, safety stock is running down at assembly plants all over the world. And this is where, so this is the kind of work that Chris does, where he susses this information out. In other words, they came in and they built their safety stock before, you know, they left on vacation, anticipating that they wouldn't be around for vacation. And they wouldn't make the parts, but they'd still have their safety stock already out there. Well, now they've got the SARS thing after, you know, their vacation time. And this is where Chris comes in and says, look, they're out of that stock. And they didn't make any new because everybody was sick. It says almost all OEM, though these are the original equipment parts, equipment manufacturer vehicle plants, have disaster recovery plans with backup suppliers. But many of those backup plants are in different locations in China. If the 2019 coronavirus is a pandemic, production and transportation would shrivel across the nation. And IHS Market cautions that China's National State Council powers within a World Health Organization global health emergency extend to setting the rules and regulations governing corporate behavior. Most Asian countries had already labeled the 2019 as a level of coronavirus as a level one communicable disease alongside bubonic plague and cholera. Several nations have blocked travel to China, blah, 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 and especially to Wuhan. IHS Market expects the World Health Organization emergency designation will add national additional Chinese cities along the Yangtze and so on. It says the economic impact of SARS was about a 1% reduction in China's 2003 GDP, but that was during a period of double-digit economic growth. The market pre-coronavirus estimate, the M-A-R-K-I-T market, for 2020 economic growth was only 5.8%. This could hurt big time. It says here that mainland China's impact on the world economy, here we go, is also much larger now than during the SARS outbreak was before. When it was in the sixth largest economy and only accounted for 4.2% of the world GDP, China's economy now is second largest in the world, which accounts for 16.3%. So you can start to see the damage that it's going to cause. One of the damages, and he didn't bring it out in this, of course, is what's going to happen to California. We actually do manufacture things, and there's our products that do come from China. Right. And so the supply chains to make those products and the disruption is going to start settling in here in the next several weeks. And I think he was anticipating around April that there would be a problem. Shocking, shocking, shocking. I am so shocked by that April thing. I think a lot of things are going to happen in April. So I've been told. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things. So the supply chain is moving on up around the world, isn't it? Yeah, that's a big one. This is a big one. This was, I'm going to Breitbart right now. There was an article that popped up here this morning. I'm trying to find it again here. It says it right here on my show notes. says this is some interesting stuff. The anti-Trumpers are out there, right? During MSNBC's State of the Union coverage on Tuesday, MSNBC analyst Jonathan Alter stated that President Trump realizes that a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth can get its boots on it. And part of it is Goebbels. Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels. This is a headline for Scarborough. Makes me sad Trump lies this way to people who support him. Jimmy Kimmel attacks Trump for honoring Rush Limbaugh. This is a medal they gave Rosa Parks. You got a problem with that, moron? Here's something for you. We're going to mention this too. Report: tech leaders linked to Iowa caucus app express disgust for Bernie Sanders fans. I'm biting on this one. I'm biting. This is going to be interesting. We come back, we're going to talk about this. We're also talk about the impeachment, what the heck is going on there. The Intercept, a left-leaning online publication reporting that acronyms... Oh, well, we'll talk about this. It's a scandal again. We'll be back. Get it out! Hello, cold heart. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember that what happened Monday, the complete meltdown of what happened in Iowa, no reports out because there were no reports out. You know, the caucuses. We're talking about the caucuses, the Iowa caucuses. The caucus. It's called the chaotic caucus, the cadaver caucus, the Iowa cadaver. I'm serious. Okay, if you have not heard what happened, and, of course, we're election fraud central right here at Agenda 21 Radio. We talk about election fraud all the time because the California system is all over the place. I mean, it's replete, and it's completely corrupt. And, of course, one of the major reasons why it's corrupt is because we at Agenda 21 Radio is singing with so many other people in 2016 about Bernie Sanders. I was sticking up for Bernie Sanders. Are you kidding me? So the burn... In 2016, he was just killing it out here in California against Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, and this is finally, since 2016 to 4 years now, the Bernie people and most good people have realized that Bernie got screwed. Now, listen, and you know, I'm not saying he deserved to be screwed because he's a socialist, but he deserved to be screwed because he's a socialist. That's okay, right? No, it's not. it's not okay to the system. It's just like you were listening to Susan Collins in the first hour. The Constitution is the system that we live by, right? And screwing with it, you can see what's going on in the House of Representatives, from Nancy Pelosi tearing up the speech to the impeachment, which we're talking about today. The acquittal is supposed to come today. So the system was being tweaked with, and we called it out, the corrupt California election fraud system, which clearly it's fraudulent in California, all the way across the board. In my opinion, there's probably only a few good rural places that are actually doing it right where you can get a legitimate vote out of California. Everything else is all controlled by, you know, Voter Fraud Central down there in Sacramento. They already know who's going to be winning the elections. They've already pre-programmed everything. So it's a shock to the system when all of a sudden Bernie wins. Because this is what happened in California in 2016. Bernie Sanders, all the evidence indicated Bernie Sanders had a clear path for victory in the primary of 2016. And, of course, guess what happened? There was a shocking, some real hijinks that were played out as the votes came in, and, of course, they called the election. They called it for Hillary. Shocking, she had 3 million more votes than Bernie Sanders, and everybody was all PO'd. Well, of course, that just isn't the case. And now we know how they've been doing the balloting, you know, the ballot harvesting and all the other garbage that they've done in the electronic stuff. And the sham came out. We reported one of the sham operations down there out of San Francisco from the Mineta Institute, I might add, that was putting on a program. We got the evidence of how that whole thing was working out by the general election, as they admitted to the scamming of running around with ballots and their already pre-marked ballots and all, a complete fraud. So anyway, we said it's wrong that Bernie got screwed like that. And it was seen by the Bernie Sanders people over time, especially as they went to convention and Bernie basically acquiesced to Hillary Clinton. But that's just always stuck. And now we know about more and more corruption and how it works. So now the Bernie Sanders people are after it. The Bernie's up in the polls. So anyway, they go into Iowa and they have the caucus business going on. Everybody's caucusing all over the place. Republicans have their act together, and they, you know, overwhelmingly, 97% for Trump. Yeah, you bet. I mean, it was just a huge land. Okay, but on the Democratic side, they couldn't get their act together. They had a faulty app, they said. And this is the report that came from Breitbart. Tech leaders linked to Iowa caucus app expressed disgust for Bernie Sanders. So it was a Democratic DNC that came up with this whole app thing for the caucus. Right? This is how it's pulling out. Leaders of the Democratic tech firm that was behind the Iowa caucus app debacle openly expressed their hostility towards Bernie Sanders supporters on a regular basis, according to a new report. The Intercept, a left-leaning online publication, reported Tuesday that acronyms, the name of the company, leadership regularly expressed hostility to supporters of Bernie Sanders. The publication cited an anonymous individual who shared the relevant... I love it when the left rats out the left. Don't you? It's about time they rat them out, right? They've been making up lies about us for years. Now it's just the simple truth comes out. And it's just a rat. There's a rat. Was that being a rat? About Nancy Pelosi? Tail fits good. Acronym's president and CEO Tara McGowan is married to Michael Hollow. Okay, Holly, a senior strategist with the Pete Buttigieg campaign, according to Intercept. Pete Buttigieg. Okay, he's gay, by the way. Those of you who did not know that. Very interesting conversation with somebody yesterday about Pete Buttigieg being gay. I said, so he's gay. Well, I didn't know he's gay. What do you mean he didn't know he's gay? Anyway, the publication noted that there's no evidence that these biases had any effect on the app issue that has stalled the Iowa caucus results. Acronym is a nonprofit organization. It was founded to provide Democratic candidates with digital tools that are designed to help them secure victories. Last year, the group launched Shadow Inc., the developer of the Iowa Caucus app that was supposed to collect and report the results of Monday's caucus. Yeah, right. But the app malfunctioned. Shocking. It malfunctioned, it says, as a result of the coding issues. Those coding issues causing a massive delay in the reporting of results. The delay has become a major embarrassment for the Democratic Party and its candidates. Okay, let me cut through the Shadow is headed by former staffers to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, including CEO Gerard Niemira, as well as product manager Anna Rao. Where do they get these names from? Chief Technology Officer Krista Davis, now that's a common one, and Operating Officer James Hickey. I thought I had the scent of Hillary Clinton on this one. Sniffing it out like the rat that I am, right? But the app malfunctioned. Shocking. It malfunctioned because guess who was winning the Iowa caucus? Huh? Well, Bernie Sanders came in a close second. Behind Pete Buttigieg, the gay guy. As they've not released. And where's their boy? Biden? Way down in the numbers. Shocking. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Shocking. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Sean Morrell, we're taking a look at what's going to be going on with the impeachment business here. Yeah, I mean, obviously. Here we go. Donna Brazile. Trump acquittal will be a sad day for democracy, as it should be. We should always have sad days for democracy. It's going to be a great day for the Republic. Oh. I'm serious. That's just what I feel. Nadler and Schiff. Do not applaud as Trump calls on Congress to accomplish victories for the American people. Of course not. Nadler. God, Nadler. Oh, Nadler. Disgraced ex-representative Katie Hill attends State of the Union months after resigning from Congress. I wonder if the throuple showed up for that. Did she come alone or did she have a throuple? Democratic Kyrsten Sinema clapped when Trump touted robust economy. Get it right, brother. Get it right. This is a little pushback on Adam Schiff yesterday. We talked about Adam Schiff. We played this whole business about Adam Schiff claiming that, President Donald Trump could sell Alaska to Russia if he becomes acquitted. I got a bite on this one. We got a bite on this one, right? Probably remember that, right? Yesterday, that's what Adam Schiff was saying. This guy, he's lost it. Of course, he has. We do. Oh, yeah. Remember, I was struggling to find this. I think I got this now parsed out here. If they're going to play it, because this is a tweet from Governor Michael Dunleavy. Let's see what he says here or what it says here. If we've got it all adjusted and so on. Here we go. No, come on. Let's do it now. Here we go.
Power is not impeachable, even though it is clear the founders considered it the highest of all high crimes and misdemeanors. But if it were not impeachable, then a whole range of utterly unacceptable conduct in a president would now be beyond reach. Trump could offer Alaska to the Russians in exchange for support in the next election, or decide to move to Mar-a-Lago permanently and let Jared Kushner run the country, delegating to him the decision whether to go to war. Because those things are not necessarily criminal, this argument would allow that he could not be impeached for such abuses of power. Of course, this would be absurd. More than absurd, it would be dangerous. And so Mr. Dershowitz tried to embellish his legal creation.
Okay, that was it. You heard it. Okay, again, we just drilled it into you. You heard it again. He just said it. Okay. Mike Dunleavy, the governor of Texas. He's going to sell Texas, too. Let's get that rumor going on out there. But Dunleavy says, just when you thought Adam Schiff couldn't be more ridiculous, it says, at real Donald Trump is a friend of Alaskans and he understands the immense asset that our great state provides the nation. You think? God, this Adam Schiff. Schiff. So anyway, we bit down on that one. The governor of the great state of Alaska says, you're stupid. Stupid. Okay, Kyrsten Sinema. She stood out like a sore thumb last night. And it's kind of interesting. She wasn't dressed in black. Of course, she wasn't a member of the House. All the House chicks all got in, you know, dressed up. She was in black last night. And this is kind of interesting. It says, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona. And, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, she's, you know, she's, I don't know what her sexual orientation is. It's something unusual, though, from even the normal gay thing, I think, being gay or whatever. There's some idiosyncrasies that go on. I don't know. I don't know her from Adam other than I think that she... I thought at the time she stole the election from the conservative. Of course, there was a lot of election election fraud going on, ballot harvesting and things like that. But anyway, having said that, she's become kind of an oddity and not necessarily a bad one in the Senate, from what I understand. So I'm kind of neutral on her. So it says here that Senator Sinema stood up and clapped when President Trump touted the economic boom that America has experienced since Trump first took office. Other Democrats, including freshman swing district Democrats, Representative Maxine Rose from New York and Alyssa Slotkin from Minnesota, offered polite golf claps. Golf clap. You know, because you don't want to be too loud with a golf clap, because you know you might disrupt Tiger Woods on the 18th hole. While most Democrats remain quiet. Ah. It says their Democratic Senate. Then they have a tweet here from Axios about this. Let's see if we can get this chimed in here real quick.
Jobs and investments are pouring into 9,000 previously neglected neighborhoods thanks to Opportunity Zones, a plan spearheaded by Senator Tim Scott as part of our great Republican tax cuts.
There she is. She's standing up clapping. Standing up clapping. There she was. The evidence was there. She had a royal blue dress on, so she really kind of stuck out. So that's kind of, see, I'm telling you, don't be surprised if she votes to acquit Kyrsten Sinema. I'll be disappointed if she doesn't. There's something unique and different about this woman. A lot of different ways. So she really, maybe she's going to flip the Republican Party. We'll be back.
Two, 1, 1, 0.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Of course, we'll be watching what's going on with the impeachment business and all that stuff because we're at the top of the hour already. Jeez. Can you believe that? Top of the hour. Yeah. Some more information coming in, political drama, I guess, around the Nancy thing. It says, Cher defends Pelosi's Soto tantrum. He snubbed her because Trump's afraid of Nancy and has small hands. Ha! That's Cher. Cher. A real relevant person there, Cher. Exclusive, Trump supporters share a story of leftist protesters, San Francisco street cleanup. There you go. Pence on Pelosi. I wasn't sure if she was ripping up the speech or ripping up the Constitution. Oh, no. This okay, Mike Pence, you speak up, brother. Speak up. We have a minute here. Is that a Breitbart? Says Wednesday, Vice President Pence deemed Nancy Pelosi's, let's see, oh, it's 16, this is a long one. It says Vice President Pence deemed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's actions at President Donald Trump's State of the Union address a new low for her. Pence said Pelosi was ripping up Trump's speech, dishonored the moment, adding he was not sure if he was ripping up the speech or... She was ripping up the speech or the Constitution. Great line. I did not see her do it, Pence told Fox and Friends. I found out a few moments later, and I think it was a new low. It wasn't. I wasn't sure if she was ripping up the speech or the Constitution. It's clear. The contrast with the president, who spent an hour and a half making a speech about America, and Nancy Pelosi in the final moments, tried to make it about her. And I think the American people see through it, the pettiness, boy, there you go, and politics of all of it. Good for you, Mike. Now that is given back to the president. B-A-C-K. I got your back, bro. That's a great line. Wasn't sure if she's tearing up the speech or the Constitution or both. Obviously, it's both, figuratively. It's just nothing like... A 80-year-old child, right? The temperament of a infantile. We're going to call it Pelosi syndrome. Well, the Democrats continue to show themselves in such negative fashion. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.